Relatively painless. Almost casualty-free. Almost bloodless. Those are some of the phrases that have been used to describe recent military actions. Grenada, for those of you old enough to remember, where only a handful of soldiers died. Same in Panama. Even in Desert Storm, the first Gulf War, the number of casualties was relatively small compared with other wars. And while those pronouncements were meant to be reassuring to the rest of us, I can't imagine how painful they must have been, must still be, for the families and friends of those who died. For them, it wasn't relatively painless. Instead, they must wonder why their loved ones had to die. Why was the person they cared about one of those few? I don't know if it would ease their pain if more had been killed, I doubt it, but that sense that only a few had to pay the price still sort of haunts me. So what about the casualties in the war on cancer? It seems that virtually everyone is touched by cancer in some way. A friend, a loved one, a colleague. It seems like an epidemic. Hundreds of people have written into the My Cancer site, and most of the notes begin the same way. I was diagnosed with cancer. Colon cancer, which is what I have, is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. I have to admit, I was surprised when I read that colon cancer kills about 50,000 people a year. Out of a population of almost 300 million, I expected the number to be much higher. That's a little higher than the number of people killed on this country's highways each year. Now, God knows I wish the number of deaths was zero, but I thought about that number, and I thought, why me? Why can't I be one of the 299,950,000 people who don't die from colon cancer that year? There's no answer to that question, of course, any more than there is to the question of why one particular person may get up, get dressed, and head to work, only to die in a traffic accident. In the end, I guess, it doesn't matter. Whether you're one of only a handful with a rare disease or one of thousands, it just doesn't matter. What matters is that it's happening to you, to your family, your loved one. There is no solace in numbers. Multiply it out and hundreds of thousands are feeling the pain and grief of those 50,000 deaths. But I have to admit that way back in my mind, selfishly, that little question still nags me every now and then. Why me?